Brand new music from Noah Gunderson. That song's called Sleepless in Seattle. Exactly halfway through the 8 o'clock hour on a special edition Thursday Mornings with Ed Show. Welcome to the program. And as we will do, and a sign of total continuity here, each and every Thursday we'll be speaking with Mayor Sue Kemp, and we welcome her this morning to the program. Welcome, Mayor Kemp.
Thank you, Ed. Good morning and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. How are you this morning? And is it a good near? Is it a good New Year for you so far?
So far.
Okay.
Well, we'll see. We have a meeting next week.
So everything's gravy until next Tuesday.
I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to getting started with the business of the city this year.
Yeah. Do you miss it when you don't meet? Do you miss it? I miss being here. I should actually still be on vacation this week, but I decided to come back early because I missed it. So do you miss it as well?
Well, you know, when you're on the council, you're never really off. I mean, you get a lot. Right. We get a lot of emails. We didn't get too many, and you know, the week between Christmas and New Year's, I didn't get too many emails. People are enjoying themselves, and they're not really focused on things that they normally would be asking about. But so I feel like, particularly now as mayor, you have a lot of responsibilities and a lot of people contact you. So you're never really off.
Right, right.
You always got to be kind of on your toes.
And I know that as mayor pro tem, you answered each and every email that you really respond to them all. And you'll continue that as mayor, even though they'll probably double at this point, I'm sure.
Yeah, I try to respond as much as I can. I mean, we get some emails that are just, there's no really response to them. I mean, but most of the emails I get are, requests for help with something.
Right, right.
That's really the job. People see us in the council meetings and they think that's the job. That's part of it, but that's, there's a lot more to it than that.
Right, right. There's the minutia that's involved that you deal with every single day. Right.
There's the day to day.
Right. So tell us about Tuesday. What are the big items on the agenda this coming Tuesday?
So on Tuesday we have four items on the regular order. The first one is we're going to get an update from Laguna Beach Mission Hospital on safety enhancements, and so we'll find out. I think we'll probably get it. I haven't seen the agenda bill yet. They're not out until midday today, but I think we'll probably get an update from Chief Calvert on that, and possibly from Mayor Pro Tem Whalen and Councilmember Blake, because there's a subcommittee to address things with Mission Hospital. So I don't know if the update's coming from the subcommittee or from Calvert or all three, but we'll see. So that should be a good report.
So what are you expecting to hear from them? And in your mind, in your head, do you already have kind of a line drawn as to what their minimum should be?
I don't, and I'm anxious to hear from the three, from the council members and from Chief Calvert on what's happening down there, because when there's a subcommittee, until they report out to the council, right, we're not, it's a Brown Act violation to engage, so we have to wait until they give us a report.
Okay, all right. And will there be people in chambers? Will citizens be allowed to be in chambers or masks?
No,
how's that going to work?
No, none of us are going to. I mean, I may run the meeting from the chamber simply because I live temporarily in a pretty small place and the meetings are long and it takes over the whole house. It's pretty rough on people who are but Cheryl and my niece, because they can't do anything while I'm on the Zoom. So I'm going to go. But otherwise, no one's going to be in the chamber. I think everyone will be at home or else in a conference room at City Hall.
Right.
We won't be open to the public at all. We're back to the Zoom, and we're going to be back to the Zoom at least until, looks like, February 15th, because the order was extended. And we're going to have, I think, the last item on the agenda, we're going to have a discussion about future meetings and the formats. So
okay,
we'll have that.
And do
we're
you
going to have a report?
I'm sorry. Do you have an idea in mind as to what future meetings will look like?
Well, from my own personal point of view, and we'll see what the rest of the council says, I think we should stay meeting with Zoom, even though it's suboptimal for the council. I think we should do that because there are so many people sick in this town.
Right.
There are a lot of sick people, highly contagious.
The variant. Yeah.
And so I don't have. I'm personally staying away from humans.
It's such a smart move.
Yeah, I'm trying to the very extent that I can, not interacting with many people in person. It's just I don't want to make anybody sick. I don't want to be carrying anything, even though I'm triple vaccinated. I don't want to carry anything and give it to anybody. Right. I don't want to get it. So, right. And I think it's just prudent for us all, you know, stay away from each other for a bit.
Right. I applaud your responsibility. I really do. If you obviously you have to go to the grocery store once in a while, you have to go to the drugstore. Does it get under your skin when you see the unmasked in a situation like that? Yeah. All right.
Yes.
All right.
Well, it does. I mean, it does because, you know, I have friends in the medical field too. They're getting absolutely crushed with coronavirus patients and dealing with their illness. And, you know, if you're unvaccinated, you're going to give it to the vaccinated even. So, and you know, some people are having breakthrough infections, although they're not that bad, most for the most part. It's still, nobody wants to be sick.
Right. And under any circumstances, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I cut you off in the middle of telling us some of the other items you're going to be discussing.
Yeah, right. So we have a report on the one of the ballot initiatives, the fiscal impact analysis on the ballot initiative. I think it's called the Beautiful Laguna Overlay Zone. So we have the council back in, I think it was October, commissioned a fiscal impact analysis study by an outside firm, and we're going to get the report on that on Tuesday night. And then we have our housing element we're required to update, and it has to go off to the HCD. We'll be adopting the housing element on Tuesday night. That's a pretty big effort by staff, and we're bumping up against the date when it has to be submitted.
Right. So we're right up on the date, aren't we? When is the deadline?
I think the end of this month it has to be in.
Okay.
So it's just a lot of work, and I think we got an extension, and it was good because we had, you know, with COVID, every city hall is under pressure because of the amount of work plus the impacts of COVID. A lot of people retired, the cities are no different than any other businesses. People are moving around and changing jobs, and so we got an extension, which is good because it was a pretty big effort to do that.
Okay, and I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And then finally, along those lines, we're going to have a presentation from Housing and Human Services Committee on potential affordable sites in town for housing.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's an interesting presentation.
I think it'll be interesting.
Yes. Tell me about the survey. So the city's now been promoting the survey over the last several weeks. Do you know if you've gotten a lot of response, and has that response increased over the last several weeks?
Yeah, the responses are increasing. We got the requisite number of samples in. And by the way, you know, you got a few of the conspiracy theorists in town who think that, you know, somehow the city cooked up who to send those to, but that was done by Polco. We don't have anything to do with it. I have no idea who they went to. Nobody does.
Okay.
Unless somebody told me I got a sample survey, I have no idea where they went. But we got the requisite number in, so that's good. And then the numbers are going up. I don't know what the latest numbers are, but we're getting a lot of participation. I've been promoting it with people that I know. I put it on, on Facebook, on my Facebook site. So everybody's trying to promote it because I think it's the best way to figure out what do people really feel in town and what would they like to see us do. It would be immensely helpful.
Right. Now, do the questions include inside questions that only city or only council members would know as ways of improvement, do they?
Well, no, I think we had 8 custom questions. I can't remember all of them, Ed, but they were, you know, what do you think we should do about parking? What do you think we should do about outdoor dining, the promenade? I think there was one about, you know, how well do you think the council is performing?
Right.
Yeah, those kind of things. But I think we had 8 custom questions that we reviewed at the council meeting and we agreed on. So,
okay.
But most of the questions I would call more or less boilerplate for cities. And the reason they do that is for benchmarking purposes. So what people think, how does this have, what's this have to do with Laguna when you ask questions, you know, demographics questions and stuff? It's the way the surveys are done. So,
Is there an opportunity for citizens when they do take the survey for them, if there's not a question that answers their specific needs or complaint or whatever, is there a spot that they could actually write out a question or?
No, we don't have room for verbatims because you can imagine, if you had, let's say you had 5,000 people take the survey and everybody wrote it verbatim. Right. It's just not doable.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. All right. So welcome back. Tuesday night. We're all looking forward to it. And is it a 5 o'clock start time?
Yes, okay. It is.
All right. So we'll be looking forward to seeing you this coming Tuesday night. Welcome back to council meetings. And from this point on, we're looking at every couple of weeks, right?
That's right.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to be busy for the first couple months. We have a strategic planning meeting. I think it's February 12th. It's not a Saturday. I think it's February 12th, where we are going to, you know, kind of set the table for what are the big things we want to work on in the coming year.
Right.
And we'll have the survey results back by then, too. So that'll be a really interesting, I think, an interesting and fruitful discussion in terms of, and a planning discussion.
And that'll be on a Saturday?
Mm-hmm. And it's on Saturday.
Okay. And will the public, will we be involved in that?
Well, we are going to probably, I mean, since it's the 12th, we'll probably have a Zoom unless the council is willing to sit in a big room together with masks on for 7 or 8 hours.
Okay.
Ooh, so we always have public comment on when we have strategic planning meetings. We always have public comment at the beginning, and then it's the one meeting where we just go about we take time and work with each other on what our priorities are and what we want to see as a council to work on. So we don't take, in other words, on every topic we have discussion about, we don't open for public hearing. We're just trying to work together to get our you know, kind of our agenda set for the year.
All right. That makes sense. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to 2022. I am looking forward to great conversations each and every Thursday, and I certainly appreciate you buzzing us in this morning. Mayor Sue Kemp, thank you very much for being with us this morning, Mayor.
Thank you, Ed. Have a good day.
Have a great day as well. 8:43 the time. Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee and member of the Select Committee on the January 6th attack, Adam Schiff, in studio. I should say, on the phone.